legends. I think Louisa Branscombe probably fits right in that category of legend. Legendary songwriter, certainly, for so many years. So many great songs she's written or co-written. In fact, this last IBMA week in Raleigh, she received the Distinguished Achievement Award, partly, certainly, because of her songwriting, but also because of her support of bluegrass and promotion of bluegrass in general. I had a chance to talk to Louisa in that week in Raleigh this year, in 2017, depending on when you're listening to the program, and just fascinated her ability to write songs and bring people together and create. I think you're going to enjoy this. I really was so proud to get to sit and talk to Louisa, literally, as I said at the top of the show, kind of a legend, one of those names in the songwriting business that you think, well, this is one of the ones you want to try to emulate if you're a new songwriter, if you want to write with someone, and someone that you want to co-write with. And if you can get to sing one of her songs and record it, so much better for you. As I mentioned also, this last year she won the very highly coveted IBMA Distinguished Achievement Award. I'm really happy to get a chance to finally talk to Louisa Branscombe. Welcome to Unreal Bluegrass.
Thank you, Steve. Great to talk to you.
We've passed each other several times. I've always wanted to sit and talk to you, and now we have the opportunity to talk, and we have a brand new single that we can talk about. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about who's on it and why you picked it, and I also want to go back. I haven't talked to you since the last album, I'll Take Love, came out, so we can touch on that a little bit, too, but let's talk about where you are right now.
That'd be great. Well, I'm coming back out of the box. I've been pretty busy the last 7 years with recovering from the tornado that wiped out my farm in 2011.
And we were talking about that before we went on the air, feel free to, it's probably an old story by now, but still it's pretty dramatic.
Well, I don't tell it that much, but it's directly related to my recording because I lost 7,000 trees, and is the tornado that killed 460 people in 2011.
Oh, wow.
And my house was picked up and turned around and saved by an old oak tree that had been there as long as that farmhouse.
You weren't there at the time, were you?
No, I was caught in the tornado in Chattanooga trying to get there.
Oh, jeez.
We lost my horses for a couple of days and finally found them tangled up in the brush. But they were fine.
They were okay.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of positive stories in everything that happened. But as far as the music, I think that having an in-depth experience with a hands-on recovery of something you love, namely my farm, gave me a lot of energy and material and excitement about getting back in the studio and recording again, because it wouldn't have been 7 years other than that tornado.
No, I wouldn't think so. So the farm then is, you still have the farm.
You
lost a lot of trees, but you're still living. Are you living there now?
Yes, I'm living there now and continued to live there even when I didn't have a roof all this time. And the cool thing is we write songs and we hear from people sometimes that they have inspired other people. What happened for me is I walked in my house and didn't know how I was going to turn this around. It was so massive, the chaos and destruction. And then my mind went to a song on this CD called This Side of Heaven
that's the I'll Take Love CD,
yes,
that came out a while ago. Yeah.
This song was recorded by the Whites on that I'll Take Love CD, and it's called This Side of Heaven. And the song's based on a Zen proverb that says, if your building burns down, rejoice. There's just more room to see the stars. And I thought, I'll just concentrate on
that's
the view, and I'll get through this.
That's a great attitude.
So here we are 7 years later.
So this actually came out, I guess, then right before? Or
the day
right
before.
The day before the tornado. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And this is I'll Take Love. It's on,
Compass. It's on Compass.
I was looking for the thing. You told me Compass, but I didn't see it on there. Okay. That makes sense. A lot of great guests on there. And so that kind of held you over until you had a chance to get back into playing again.
It held me over. And then it also...
I know you're a songwriter. What do you do with all these creative things that you... And you have to take care of your farm and get your life back, but did you have did you block it all as far as writing songs for a while, or did you just kind of put it on hold, or what?
Well, I try not to block out inspiration. I try to be open to it. But the first days after the tornado, if you were really open to the amount of devastation and filth, it would be too much.
Too much.
So
yeah.
I think I kind of spaced out for a while. But then there was this day, and it was very quiet because all the animals had been killed or run away. And that silence was hard for me, and I thought, how am I going to write a song about this? And then I heard a little bird flitting around in a tree.
You are really inspired, aren't you?
You hit the nail on mm-hmm. the head. I think sometimes in life we just have to look for inspiration. Mm-hmm. It's there if we just get up the courage to look for it. And this little bird singing, he didn't know the tree was upside down. The root ball was the size of a Volkswagen. He didn't know that. So I started a song called That's How One Bluebird Saved a Farm. I haven't finished that one, but I do have 10 more ready to be released early next year.
And what you gave me here as you sat down was Barefoot Girl, which
is
the first single, and you have another one coming out. So let's talk a little bit about Barefoot Girl.
So 7 years later, I'm wanting to come back in with something that's entirely different, maybe that people are a little surprised at being a song from me. So I picked something that kind of comes full circle and goes back to my growing up in Alabama, where I ran around in the woods kind of like a feral child, I think. And you know, barefoot.
You don't look like a feral child to me, because that was a while ago.
I don't know, everybody would agree with you on that, but I love that. I love crawling under barbed wire fences barefoot. And there was a day came, Mom made me put on a T-shirt and shoes, but I boycotted for a couple of days. But
Dar Williams had a song called When I Was a Boy.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember that?
She
didn't know the difference. She thought she was a regular,
Well, I'll tell you this. If there's supposed to be gender roles, there wasn't anything I didn't think I couldn't do either. And besides, I could beat all the boys in wrestling in
there
the neighborhood until I was 12.
Yep, that's right.
But okay. Barefoot Girl is it's a song. It's got a rootsy feel. And when I thought, you know, this is a song I want to come back in with because it's happy and it's uplifting and fun. It's not a heady song, but it's a real true picture of growing up in the South and the romance of childhood and when you get your first boyfriend.
Oh.
And so I said, Becky, would you sing this on my album? And she loved it. And she said, can I tailor it to fit my style? And I said, of course. So she's a co-writer on it with me now, and she sang it in a duet with Russell Moore. And
that's pretty strong.
Then you got this driving claw hammer that Becky played. You got Shad Cobb on the fiddle, Missy Raines on bass, and let's see.
Well, you're coming back strong with one single.
Yeah, I'm real proud of it. And in fact, I'm so happy with this song, and it's so unique that I just wanted to come on in here and get this out. And then the rest of the CD will be early next year.
Well,
I didn't want to wait. I couldn't wait.
No, I don't think you should. I think you picked the right one to. Not announce that you're back, but to make your return noticeable. You never really went anywhere, but now you've had a chance to record and you've come back with Barefoot Girl. This will be good. I haven't heard it yet, but I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you.
So what else you got going in the? You said you got like 10 songs or something like that.
We're doing 10 songs. It's very much like I'll Take Love. I live for the song. I believe in the song. And when I do my albums, I pick the people that I think are best for that song.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you write for a singer?
No, I write for what's inside of me.
And then you find someone you think that'll fit.
And then when we go to production, which Missy Raines is my co-producer, we go through all the songs. We pick out the 10 we want. And then we get the artists, if they're luckily, I've been lucky, most of them say, yes, I'd love to sing that song.
You write great songs.
We pick the ones, I write quite a variety, so we pick the artists for those songs.
Okay.
And the last CD had some of these same folks. The last CD and this CD will have Daylan Bradley, Claire Lynch, and, of course, Missy on bass. I've got Stuart Duncan back on this one. Shad Cobb's back on this one. Casey Campbell on mandolin.
I've heard a lot of him recently.
And he's on Barefoot Girl. And then I have some new folks. I don't feel like I belong in an era with my songs. I relate a lot more to young people in some ways, what young people are writing.
Yeah.
And I wanted some young vocalists on it, some Molly Tuttle's on it, Becky Buller's on it. And so I couldn't be happier with, we have a mix of material, we have a mix of types of songs, and a mix of artists, and I'm playing a little here and there and singing some harmony. I don't sing lead on most of mine, but I do, I mean, I am on there, and I was going to share, we've got a surprise coming out that's a collaboration, but I'm going to save that surprise. Let me just say Sarah Hull is also on this.
All right. Well, I can't wait to get it. You think next year? You think 2018 sometime?
It'll be early 2018, because we've got 7 in the can. We're just waiting to get the last couple.
Well, this is great. I'm glad that you're I'm glad you're finding your way back to writing and for recording purposes. I know you probably never really stopped writing, but
well, never stopped writing, never and I've been teaching songwriting at Low Retreat all these years, even right through the tornado.
Wow.
And I have a nonprofit. I use songwriting with children. I've been doing that too.
Well, Louisa, I've always wanted to talk to you. I've never had a chance, and this is a great opportunity for me. I know who you are. I know you're a great songwriter. I see you all the time, but never had a chance to sit and chat. So thanks for stopping by and sharing some thoughts. I can't wait to play Barefoot Girl. It'll be on the next program that I put out on Unreal Bluegrass.
Fantastic.
And now I have this one, too, from a couple years ago.
Got to catch up with lost time,
Steve. I'll do it. Thanks so much,
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.